remember one another, let folks know we miss them when they're away. Make note of the bulletin, on the lower left-hand corner, there's folks that are listed in the bulletin, others that were not named, but you may think about those, though they're not here today, but make that call or visit or whatever it is, let them know we miss them when they're away. And then the, on the left-hand side through the bulletin, this coming Saturday, there's a sign-up sheet to bring food, but if you didn't sign up for food, please come, you're still welcome. It's for friendship, fellowship, just a time to get together, enjoy the company of one another. So that's this coming Saturday afternoon at 4:00.
Frederick and Sylvia are going back east this week.
Oh, they're traveling back east.
They're traveling back east to be with family, and he said he's not sure when they'll be. He didn't have like a date for return,
so he'll
be there for a while. So.
Frederick and Sylvia going back east. I think it's his family back east, and her family's up in
Washington
State. So they go to one place or the other.
North Carolina.
Okay. All right. Think of anything else. It's our singing devotion night. All right, let's stand in prayer as we begin. Father and our God in heaven, we say thank you again for our time together this evening. Appreciate that blessing, that privilege, the opportunity we have for assembly. We're thankful for the opportunity to give you praise and worship. And we're thankful that we can gather together like this. We pray that we present ourselves before you acceptably and according to your word. When we meet, we're so mindful of the needs in the congregation, so we're asking your blessings from above on those who are traveling. We pray for safe journey, for reunion, for so many of our number who are experiencing illnesses. We ask your blessings again. We pray for rest through the night, for freedom from pain. We pray medicine will work its intended use, and those that tend to those who are ill will truly be tender. We pray that you keep our eyes open for the opportunities to minister to one another, to encourage those who are weak and lift up those who are fallen. So bless us from above, we pray. Hear our cry and our pleadings and our prayers, our thanksgivings, our supplications. Forgive us when we err, as we confess to you and to one another. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Side family, you have one already?
609.
He took my burdens all away up to a brighter day.
He gave me a song, a wonderful song, a wonderful song I now can sing. In our joy gathering, He gave me a song, a wonderful song.
He gave me a song,
He gave me a song
to sing about.
To sing about.
He lifted me,
He lifted me
from sin and doubt.
From sin and doubt.
Oh, praise His name.
Good have I done to deserve.
Christine?
874.
874.
Walking alone at even, viewing the skies afar, letting the darkness come to welcome me, silver star. I had a great delight in the wonderful scenes above. God in his power and might is showing his truth and love. Oh, for a home with God, a place in his courts to rest, sure in a safe abode with Jesus and the blessed. Rest for a weary soul once redeemed by the Savior's love, where I'll be pure and whole and live with my God above. Closing my eyes at even, thinking of heaven's grace, longing to see my Lord, yes, meeting him face to face, trusting him as my altar, so ever my footsteps roam, pleading with him to guide me unto the Spirit's home. Oh, for a home with God, a place in his courts to rest, sure in a safe abode with Jesus and the blessed. Rest for a weary soul once redeemed by the Savior's love, where I'll be pure and whole and live with my God above.
Clarence Barker,
do you have a favorite? 634. 634. Oh, land of rest for thee, I sigh when will the moment come, when I shall lay my heart high and dwell in peace at home. Who will wait till Jesus comes, will work, till Jesus comes, will work, till Jesus comes and we'll be gathered home. I saw that once my Savior's side no more, my steps shall roam with him up brave death's chilling time and reach my heavenly home. Who will work till Jesus comes, will work till Jesus comes, will work till Jesus comes and we'll be gathered.
Mike, you have a favorite again?
Yeah, let's do 315.
Really?
Yeah. 315.
When I survey the wondrous cross, on which the Prince of Glory died, my richest King I count but lost, and for contempt on all my pride. Were the whole realm of nature mine, that were a present far too small, love so amazing, so divine, demands my soul, my home.
381.
Years I spent in vanity and pride, caring not my Lord was crucified, knowing not it was for me he died. spent at Calvary. Mercy there was great, and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burdened soul found liberty at Calvary.
I was getting hoarse about it. 4:6-3.
I don't know about tomorrow. I just live from day to day. I don't know from his sunshine or his skies may turn to gray. I don't worry o'er the future, for I know what Jesus said.
I rejoice in following your statutes as one rejoices in great riches. I meditate on your precepts and consider your ways. I delight in your decrees. I will not neglect your word. Let us go to God in prayer. Our dear loving Heavenly Father, we do appreciate and cherish this time that we have to be able to assemble here as brothers and sisters in Christ to worship and to praise you, Lord. And Lord, we are so very grateful and so very thankful for your plan of salvation for all of mankind, for those that have obeyed the gospel and have been baptized into Christ Jesus. We are so very grateful for that perfect plan of salvation for us. There is no other way we could do it. It was only through you and your Son that you brought us that opportunity. And Lord, we're so very grateful, just as we read, for your word. Your word does keep us on the path of righteousness. And although we fall and we sin, we come to you and we ask for your forgiveness, and we try and change our ways. We repent from doing that, and Jesus' blood continues to forgive us. And again, we're so very grateful for your word, as it does protect us in this world. We understand this world is not our home. There's a lot of turmoil here in the world. And as Christians, we just continue to put our trust and our faith in you and make sure that we're doing things in a manner with Christ, how he would act also. And Lord, again, we're just so very grateful for all the love that you have for us. We're very grateful for your word, as it tells us about that love. And it will continue to open our minds and our hearts to become more like your Son Jesus, as the more that we continue to read it and to study it and to apply it to our lives. So again, Lord, thank you for all that you have done for us and all that you continue to do for us. And it's our prayer that as we continue to go through this worship service, that you will be honored in the songs that we're singing to you and the prayers that are coming before you. Again, we love you so very much. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.
Amen.
I get to it. Well, that one. You get
number 10.
Number 10? Number 10. Now, let's sing those high notes. Number 10.
A mighty fortress is our God, a bulwark never failing. Our helper, he amidst the flood of mortal life prevailing. Still our ancient foe does seek to work us woe. His craft and power are great.
his love can cheer us. No, not one, no, not one. Jesus knows all about our struggles. He will guide till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one, no, not one.
All right, Ginger, David.
On a hill far away, stood an old ragged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross, where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners was slain. So up Jesus, each step of the way.
Well, it's probably been 30 years since I've sung it. Amy.
959.
959.
I once was lost in sin, but Jesus took me in, and hid the light from heaven and filled my soul. It made my heart in love, and wrote my name above. And just a little talk with Jesus made me whole.
Now let us
have a little talk with Jesus.
Let us
tell him all about our troubles.
He will
hear our faintest cry, and he will answer by and by.
Feel a prayerful yearning as your
heart in heaven is turning.
You will find a little talk with Jesus makes it right. I may have doubts and fears, my eyes be filled with tears, but Jesus is a friend who watches day and night. I go to him in prayer. Just a little talk with Jesus makes it right.
Now let us have a little talk with Jesus.
Let us
tell him all about our troubles.
He will
hear our faintest
cry, and he will answer by and by.
Now when you feel a prayerful yearning
as your
heart in heaven is turning,
you will find a little talk with Jesus makes it right.
Eight, eight, one.
881.
That mansion over the
hill, Doug? Yeah. I'm satisfied with just a cottage below, a little silver and a little gold. But in that city, a higher answer will shine. I want a gold one, that's silver. That bright land where we'll never grow old. And someday yonder we will never more wander, but walk those streets that are purest gold. Don't think me poor or deserted or lonely. I'm not discouraged. I'm here. Just a pilgrim in search of a city. I want a mansion, a robe and a crown. I've got a mansion just over the hilltop in that bright land where we'll never grow old. And someday but walk the streets that are purest gold.
Okay, come on up here, brother. Give me a chance to take a breath. Oh, don't forget Tuesdays at 1 o'clock, a ladies' Bible class here at the building. And on Wednesdays at 4 o'clock, Brother Rose is teaching the general Bible class going through the book of Revelation. Record attendance, I think you've been having between 15 and 20 people come in the last several weeks, so it's a good thing. So, brother, lead us in a
dismissal prayer. Father God, God Almighty, we just come humbly to your authority. Thank you for being our God. Thank you for showing us all the love. I will show that agape love, that sacrificial love. We're thankful for that Holy Spirit that continues to guide us. We're thankful for your daughter and son, Jesus Christ, who is our example, who made the supreme sacrifice for mankind. We just pray that we can follow your footsteps. But God, we pray for all thank you for all the blessings that you have given us, family, church, in name of so many we came and come. We're just thankful. We're thankful for the church and the Christians who have the opportunity to continue to serve you in a way that's pleasing and acceptable. We ask you, Father God, that you be with us, that we never take the opportunity to never forsake those opportunities to spread your love in a way that can make someone realize their souls are very important to you. Father God, we come asking you to be with those in Texas and West Virginia, throughout the land that's suffering right now. Just pray that you be with them in every aspect, from those that giving, those that are mourning, those that bereaving, those that are looking for loved ones. Pray that you be with them. Ask you to be with the leaders of the land. Just pray that you guide them in a way that's pleasing and acceptable. Ask you to be with the church as we depart this place of worship, that we can see each other next appointed time. In the name of Jesus, we pray.
Amen. Amen.